Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2020 Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Oh, hey. What are you doing here? No, it's fine. It's just, it's 1 a.m. Are you drunk? Oh, right. You're too young to drink. Well, then what do you want? Okay. Look, we don't go out anymore. You broke it off, remember? You didn't mean to? Okay. Is this your idea of an apology or something? You don't know? Okay. Well, aren't you seeing some guy now? You know, the guy you left me for? Where is he? Well, did you break it off with him? Not exactly. Look, it's late. I'm tired, and I'm not going to let you waste my time. Why don't you go home? Well, then tell me what you're doing here. No, I want to hear you say it. You don't know? Well, I'm closing the door then. See? That wasn't so hard, right? So you do want to get back together. What? Just like that, huh? It's not going to be that easy. But why don't you come in? It's cold outside. Wait, do your mom and dad know where you are? No, I know you're 18, but you still live with them, so aren't they going to be worried about you? Oh, you had a date. With your boyfriend? And how did that go? What did he do? Jesus Christ. Are you stupid? No, come on, I'm asking you. Are you stupid? No? Because if you weren't, you wouldn't have let him hurt your feelings like that. Guys are trash, okay? The only thing they're good for is their cocks. Well, and their cum, I guess, for some girls. Look, if you'd given me half a chance, I could have told you what a mistake you were making. No, the problem isn't him. It's you. He's a fucking guy. Who cares? This is to do with you. You should know better. What do you think you want? A guy who's going to say I love you? Some sensitive moron who's going to stroke your cheek and cry when you let him make love to you? Did you want him to marry you or something? Give me a break. That's not what you want. If you go looking for that, you're just going to be miserable. I could have told you that, but no. You knew best, right? So you dumped me. You were scared of me? Well, yeah, I get that a lot. It's just because I know what I want. I don't compromise. Okay. Let me get this straight. We were having some fun exploring some kink, and then you kind of freaked out because what we were doing was too, what, perverted? And you got scared, worrying what your parents would do if they found out you were bi and found out that their precious little girl liked to be degraded. So you dumped me and left me for this asshole instead? Is that about the gist of it? And now what? You came to apologize and get back together? Well, that's how it looks to me. Oh, you missed me. Okay. I thought I was too intense for you. Yeah, well, I am who I am. I'm a dom. I don't fuck around. I was very upfront about that when we got together. I was very clear about what I was going to do to you, and you agreed, until you disappeared on me. Look, I get it. You're young. You're stupid. You don't know what you want. It's partially my fault. You're only 18. Uh-huh. You made a mistake. Okay, but why is this time going to be any different? Talk to me. Tell me what you want. Uh-huh. I don't believe you. Why don't you beg me? You heard me. Beg me to take you back. Tell me you're a stupid, ungrateful little slut and that you're sorry. Say it. And? Maybe you are serious. No, I haven't decided yet. You really hurt my feelings. Do you understand that? You know how I feel about guys. I like their cocks, and I'm fucking fascinated with cum, but otherwise, I kind of hate them. I'll tell you this much. If I do take you back, things are going to be different. They're going to be way more intense, especially now that I know you're bi. Look at you, all nervous again. You're adorable. Can I ask you something? Do you realize what kind of power you have? No, I mean, as a submissive. Obviously you don't. Look, I really like you, okay? I know you're young and sensitive and stupid, and I need you to pay attention because I'm feeling, I don't know, generous? And I'm only going to say this once. I'm a dominant, right? But in a willing dynamic of power exchange, it's really the submissive who has all the power. Do you understand that? Especially when she looks like you do, okay? You're like a total wet dream for a dom. Or for pretty much anybody else. You have a way about you. You could have practically anybody you wanted. The minute you figure that out, you'll have outgrown me. You make me want to hurt you. You make me want to make you cry. Do you want me to make you cry? Huh? It's okay. Do you understand that it's okay? No matter what your prudish mom and dad might think. So, is that what you're doing here? Do you want me to fuck you up? Hello? Okay. Obviously, I'm not getting anywhere. No, you're not ready for me. Go back to your boyfriend and your uptight parents and have a nice life, okay? Honestly, and I'd never say this to a sub, it was really nice to meet you. Now, look, it's past 1 a.m. You should be home by now. You don't have to worry. I'm not going to corrupt you anymore, okay? Good night. What? No, it can't work this way. I know I said you had all the power, but not in the way you think. All right. I'll give you one more chance. Say it. Tell me what you want. You're gonna have to do better than that, you little slut. Tell me you want me to break you. Tell me you want me to make you cry. Tell me you're stupid and worthless. That's a good start. Hearing you say that makes me wet. Okay, well, take off your dress then. You heard me. Take it off. Your shoes and stockings too. I don't want you wearing the pretty outfit you used to seduce your boyfriend. I want you naked. In fact, that's your first new rule, okay? When you're alone with me, you're going to be naked. Come on, take it off. That's it. Good girl. That's good. God, you are cute. You know what? You are an idiot. You had a perfectly good guy who was willing to use your body, and you had to go and express your feelings. So, crash course on being my sub, all right? Just because you're pretty doesn't mean you don't still have to work at it. The way you look is unacceptable. Well, first, you don't wear quite enough makeup, especially around the eyes. And your lips need a little more color, okay? If you're going to be my toy, I want you to be prettier. I want you to be sluttier. Do you understand? I want you to work on that for next time, okay? I don't know. Read some magazines. Watch some porn. Educate yourself. I want you to look at those girls in the pornos as your heroes. Got it? Next. I don't like the way your hair smells. I like more fruity smells for a girl like you. Not some bullshit lavender or coconut, okay? Get some better shampoo and conditioner and use it. No, just figure it out. Spend some time in the drugstore smelling all of them. It's not my problem. So, these are nice. Your tits. Your hard nipples. Pretty much as perfect as I remember them. No notes on these, okay? Good job, slut. Your skin, on the other hand, it's fine. It's naturally soft, but when you're a young, cute girl like you are, it's easy to be lazy about it, isn't it? Right? Have you been lazy? Well, I want you to exfoliate from now on. At least 2 times a week in the shower. You can get some of those special gloves or some sugar scrub from the beauty store or whatever, but I expect your skin to be smoother next time. Got it? Even your tits. Beauty is pain, slut. And use some fucking lotion, too. Fruity. Strawberries or pears or whatever, just like your shampoo. And this? This right here, between your legs? Are you embarrassed because you're wet? Aww, my little slut. Are you one of those girls who's wet like this all the time? Or is it just when I'm calling you names and making you feel like a piece of meat? Huh? Tell me, do you like cocks? Yeah? I figured. What about cum? Do you like cum too? Not really? No, that's perfect, actually. I think cum is really fascinating. I don't know why, but I don't want to touch it. Right? It's disgusting. That's why I need a toy like you, so I can watch you have to deal with it. I don't know. It turns me on. It's actually even hotter that you don't really like it. I like to know I'm making you do it. Making you eat it. Making you wear it. That it's getting all over your clothes and your hair. All over your cute little face. That's perfect. It's just one of my kinks, I guess. I can't wait to see you covered in cum. What? You said you were bi, right? Besides, the guys I know will love it. Maybe you'll even get that boyfriend of yours to come around. We can teach him how to properly use you. In fact, why don't you go ahead and give me his number? I'll call him for you and explain things. We'll get him over here to give you a good buck sometime soon, okay? Come on, this is what you wanted, right? It's why you came crawling back to me. Begging me to take you back, right? I like to make girls do all kinds of things. Disgusting things that even make the boys wonder, what kind of slut does that? What do you think? You think you can handle it? We'll see. But first, we need to talk about my biggest pet peeve. This stubble between your legs. It's unacceptable. I want you smooth. If you're going to be a toy of mine, you're going to be shaved like silk. Got it? I swear to God, next time I see you, I'm going to run my hands up your legs and feel your pussy up again. And if I feel a single hair, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a collar around your neck with a leash. I'm going to bend you over my kitchen table, and I'm going to choke you out while I fuck your ass with a strap on. And I'm not even going to use any lube. Got it? Do you doubt that I'm capable of doing that to you? Good. That's how serious I am about this. No stubble. Ever. Understand? I'm going to teach you. It might be painful, but one way or another, I'm going to teach you what a worthless little slut you are. Okay? Now, we haven't discussed the subject of your punishment. Of course. For dumping me. Besides, you said you wanted me to make you cry, right? Don't be nervous. Everything is going to be fine. You see this? This is a permanent magic marker. Do you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to write on you with it. Yeah, you. Directly on your skin. And it's going to be there a while, okay? This is part of your education. Every time you look down on yourself in your bed or in the shower or when you're naked in front of the mirror for the next couple weeks or so, you're going to be able to read all about what you are. It'll remind you who you belong to and what you're for so that you think twice before dumping me again. All right? Are you scared? Well, this is your last chance. This is the real deal. I'm going to do this to you, unless you tell me it's too much. If it is, you can just quit. You can go back home to your mommy and daddy and try to get your boyfriend to fall in love with you and give you cuddles and babies, and we'll forget the whole thing. And I'll never talk to you again. No, I don't negotiate with sluts. Do you think I'm going to take it easy on you just because you're pretty? No chance. If anything, I'm going to make it harder on you. We do this my way, or we're done. So, what's it going to be? Are you sure? I can see that you're shivering. Don't worry, that's perfectly normal. You don't know what I'm going to write. But I'll make you a promise. I'm only going to write on the parts that our really short, skimpy dress would cover, okay? So I could still send you to the club in a really tight tube dress, and you could dance with the guys, and no one would know the obscene things your body says about you underneath. At least, until someone takes your dress off. Okay, hold still. I'm going to write this right under each of your tits. Hey, breathe. It's okay. I've got to make my claim. I'm going to write private property. Stop shivering. I want this to be legible. The guys need to be able to read it. There. Like that. You belong to me now, right? Good girl. Okay, below that, I'm going to write permission required for use. Call. And I'm going to put my cell phone number here, okay? There. There we go. Now, whenever a guy wants to use you, he has to call this number. Do you understand? Well, because you're my property. Of course you'll have to tell him that. I know it's embarrassing. That's the point. But I'm not finished. Not even close. I need to give them instructions. I'm going to write them on your back. Here we go. Instructions for use. Rule number one, no come inside. That'll be fun, huh? Okay, rule number two, no kissing. I mean, it should be obvious, but your mouth is not for kissing. And rule number three, return filthy. Perfect. What's wrong? Are you imagining what might happen? Yeah, well, it's probably going to be worse than you think. Guys are pigs. But just in case, here, on the side of your right breast, I'm going to put an arrow to your nipple, just like this. And on your side boob, I'll write, bite here. And on the other side, I'll do the same thing. another arrow to your left nipple. And I'll say, pinch. Here. Okay. Now, right below my phone number, just above your cunt on the right, I'm going to write, come, slut. Hold your breath. Stay still. Good. Perfect. And on the other side, I'm going to write, piss, whore. Just so the guys know that's an option, all right? What? You are going to let the guys piss on you, right, whore? Right? Good. That's what I thought. Now squat down. Spread your thighs for me. What's wrong? Are you crying? Oh, good. Perfect. Oh, I'm so glad. You're getting what you wanted. Hold on. Look at me. Are you a stupid slut? Huh? Aw, you are, aren't you? Do you deserve this? For the way you treated me? You do, don't you? Yeah, you do. Good girl. Now come on. Tell me you love it. Spread your thighs open. Now what should I write? Good girl. You can keep crying. Okay, on this one, I'm going to write a little arrow to your pussy. And I'm going to label it fuck hole. Because it is. It's just a fuck hole. That's all it's good for, okay? And on this side, I think I'll write choke to tighten. Okay? That way, the guys know if they want an even tighter pussy, all they have to do is choke you a little bit. You've got to let the guys know these things, you know? You don't want to keep it a secret. All right, get on all fours. What? What's the matter? No, you don't need a tissue. It doesn't matter. Just cry on the floor. You're just going home after this anyway. Get on all fours. Okay, I'm going to write anal princess on your left butt cheek. And of course, we need the arrow. Guys can be really stupid sometimes about where to stick their cocks. Look, I know you're upset and excited and horny or whatever, but stop shaking. I'm almost done. What should I write on the other cheek, sweetie? Huh? Slut's choice. Are you going to give me an idea or are you just going to sit there sobbing? No? Okay, well, how about this? A to M required. Do you know what that means? Wow, you really need to watch some more porn. Well, the guys know what it means. All I'm going to say is keep your mouth wet while you're getting butt-fucked because it'll help dilute the taste. Okay, I think that's enough for now. What? No, we're not done. I'm horny. Get up on your knees. Come on, hurry up, you stupid whore. Squat down and stick your tongue out. Are you still crying? Whatever, come on, just stick your tongue out, slut. I want to come. Well, It's too late now. I told you what I was going to do. Come on, you know you love it. Just do your job. Start licking my cunt and shut the fuck up, you little cock teaser. Now, I want you to think about what you are while you lick me. Think about what you're going to do for all my guy friends. Come on, toy. Lick my cunt. I need to check how good your mouth is. Come on. By tomorrow night, you're gonna be fucking covered in cum, slut. I can't wait to see you. Go on. Touch yourself. Come on, multitask, you little whore. Make us both feel good with your perfect little body. That's what it's good for. That's all it's good for, slut. Oh, that's a good cunt licker. Ooh. That's my good little fucking cum slut. Good girl. Rub your needy little cunt. Tell me you're a slut. Tell me this is what you deserve. Apologize for dumping me. Apologize for pretending you have a brain. Oh, come on. Lick me. Rub your pussy. Are you wet? Oh, slurp my cunt, you whore. You're gonna make me come. I want you to come with me. No, no, no. Don't fucking take your tongue out of me. Come on, you stupid whore. Multitask. You're going to learn to be a good slut. Rub your clit. Tongue my cunt. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna come. Fuck. This piece of meat. This is only the beginning. You get that, right? Hey. Shh. Do you still want this? We can take the words off with alcohol. It's okay. If it's too much. Really? Good girl. Well, let's review what you learned, okay? Now, what did I tell you before? You know, about the things I expect you to do next time you see me. Okay, well, repeat it back to me then. Slutty makeup, good. Foodie shampoo and lotion, that's right. Exfoliation, keep going. Come on. What's the most important thing, stupid? My pet peeve? No stubble. Good. I'm very proud of you. That's a good little sub slut. Now, go ahead and put your dress back on. And you can wash your face before you go. Careful not to let your parents see the writing. Lock the door when you shower. Don't bend over too far when you wear those short dresses. You know, these marks aren't going away for a while. And you're not allowed to do anything special to clean them up. No alcohol, slut. But when they finally do fade on their own, I'll forgive you, okay? Your punishment will be over. See? I can be nice. But one more thing. Writing or not, you're still my private property. Got it? Say it. Tell me you belong to me. Say you are my property. Good girl. What else do you have to say? You're welcome, sweetie. Now go wash up and let yourself out. I'm going to bed.